Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to another episode of Good Morning Live. It is so good to be with you today. I hope you are starting your day as an amazing Friday, getting ready for the weekend. If you live in the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area, you know that the rain has stopped, the weather has broke, and it is going to be a hot week coming up weather-wise. So hopefully you have a lot to look forward to in that. Man, what a week it has been here at Pioneer Television Network, and what a week it has been opening the Word of God together as we have looked at how we stay in the fight. Today, we are live across all of our platforms, the Pioneer Channel, doing still this week a live behind the scenes over on TikTok, letting people see what we do, you know, on these lives. So that's been fun to welcome all of our guests over there. So we are continuing this week. We're going to wrap up this series of how we look at the Word of God when it comes to not giving up and not quitting because we're still in the round. And I've been saying this whole week, but we just got to lay some groundwork and preface, kind of, if you will, what we're looking at. But we started 2025 with a word from the Lord, and that word was, we are to pursue, overtake, and recover all that the enemy has stolen from us. And we know from that whole teaching and from looking at that is when God releases a word to over your life or over a group of people, it's an open door. It's an open moment. You know, there's lots of words, but when God speaks a word directly to you, it's an open door for us to respond. And so we started out 2025 looking at that for several weeks, teaching and going over those scriptures. And the other Monday, I woke up and that phrase came into my spirit that I've been talking about, that the spoil goes to the victor. And I thought, well, how interesting is it that I feel like the Lord wants us to revisit this all while we are about the halfway point in of the year. So we're about halfway through the year that we need to stop and revisit. So what have we been looking at? We've been talking about how we navigate staying in the fight, staying in the game, not giving up, not quitting, not backing down, but remaining faithful, remaining steadfast, going one more round, knowing that God is with us, knowing that he's on our side. How do we stay in the fight, in the game? So that's what we're going to wrap up today. And I want to look at it again from a little bit of a different light. But just before we do that, I want to remind you, like, comment, share this. If you're watching it on a platform that you can do that, please do that. Let us know that you're with us today. And I want to remind you also, this Sunday, Hope City Church, I'm back in the pulpit ministering. We had an amazing week last week with Pastor Sam. I'm back this Sunday ministering. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. All right. So when you feel tired, overwhelmed, tempted to quit, come on, you need to know that there's one more round in you and that you need to know that you're not fighting alone. Today, I want to look at the fact that Jesus is not just your savior. That's a good thing. And we're glad about that. But he's not just your savior. He's your intercessor. He's your mediator, and he's your advocate. I say this all the time, but sometimes we just approach our faith where we get the understanding that he's our savior. He saves us. He died for us, right? And we stop there, but he's so much more than just our savior. He's our intercessor, our mediator, and our advocate. We need to know today that he's not watching just from the sidelines, right? Come on. He's praying for you. Actually, the Bible says he's actually speaking right now on your behalf, that today God is fighting for your victory in whatever challenges you have in life. So we need to know today that we've got heaven's champion, right? The victor over death, hell, and the grave is standing in our corner. All this we've kind of likened the battle as being you know, kind of in the ring, if you will, fighting. And, you know, we're in our corner and we got one more round to go. But we got to understand that sometimes those voices that are cheering us and that are standing in our corner make the difference. And who we have in our corner is the champion over death, hell, and the grave. He's standing in our corner. He's fighting for us on our behalf, right? So we got to know we don't fight alone, but we fight with all of heaven backing us and standing by our side, right? So have you ever felt like no one understands what you're facing? Like you're walking through spiritual warfare with absolutely no help? Well, here's the truth that you have to know today. You are not invisible. You are not abandoned. And you are not forgotten. Come on. Jesus sees. Jesus cares. And Jesus is speaking on your behalf. So I want to look at this for just a minute. This, what I've been saying, that Jesus is praying. He's our intercessor. He's speaking on our behalf. I want you to see this in Romans chapter 8, verse 34. And here's what it says. It says, Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, the one who was raised. Who is at, listen to this right here, is what I want you to see. Who is at the right hand of God. Where's Jesus at this very moment? He's at the right hand of God. Now, I know we say a lot that, you know, I got saved and I asked Jesus to come and live into my heart. But the reality is this little Jesus doesn't come and live in your heart. The Holy Spirit comes and lives on the inside of us and awakens our spirit, right? But we know that Jesus at this very moment in bodily form is sitting at the right hand of God. And what is he doing at the right hand of God? Well, let's finish the verse. Who indeed is interceding for us. That word interceding means he is praying. He's defending. He's representing. Intercession literally means to cover, to stand in the gap and cover. I want you to see this today, that he is right now. What is God doing? What is Jesus doing? He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding. He's praying, defending, representing, covering, standing in the gap for us. I want you to see, he's not passive. He's not up there just saying, well, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see if they make it through. We'll see if, you know, if they can do it. We'll see if they can pull through. No, he's not up there passively just sitting at the right hand of God, just waiting to see if we make it. No. He is active every time. Come on, that you cry, every time that you fall, every time you hit a wall, he's interceding on your behalf. He's praying right now that our faith would not fail. Let me submit this to you. Has there ever been a prayer that Jesus prayed and did not get answered? So I want you just to think about that for a moment. Maybe you've been in warfare. Maybe you've been struggling. Maybe it just feels like, man, all I want to do is give up and quit. I can't go another round. I don't have it in me. I can't walk out of this thing. I don't know how to get out of this. I don't know how to break through. I don't know how to win in this situation. Just pause for a second and realize, picture in your mind that right now, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession, praying for you. Praying for you. How incredible is that? You thought you were standing out here fighting alone. You thought you had to do this whole thing in your own ability, your own strength. We thought we had to muster up enough gumption to try to make something work. Come on. You aren't fighting alone. Jesus is interceding, standing in the gap, covering, praying for you in this very moment. Come on, if that doesn't get you up shouting on this Friday morning, I don't know what will. I'm not alone. I'm not in this by myself. I'm not forsaken. I got the Holy Spirit dwelling mightily on the inside of me. I have an advocate in heaven. I have an intercessor in heaven pleading my case, standing in the gap and covering me before the Father. I've got a great cloud of witnesses surrounding me. The Bible says, cheering me on. I'm not alone in this. You're not alone in this. You have more for you than you have against you. You have more fighting for you. Like literally, if all of hell was on assignment against you, the Bible says that only 1/3 of the angels fell. That means 2/3 of the angels remain and are fighting for you, right? So there's more for you than there is against you. You have the angels on your side. The Bible says that we have those angels that are on assignment with us, making it that we don't even dash our foot against a stone. Come on. Angels on assignment. When Daniel prayed and the answer didn't come, he inquired of the Lord and the angel came and said, listen, Daniel, God heard when you prayed and he answered when you prayed. You thought heaven was shut to you. You thought heaven didn't hear you. You thought heaven was silenced over you. But right now, he said that angels have been dispatched and are fighting wars in the heavens that you know nothing about, trying to get the answer released to you in your life. Like Daniel's down there twiddling his thumbs, wondering if God forgot about him, God rejected him, God forsook him. That's what Daniel's pondering in this moment. But the angel says, listen, we've been fighting against the prince of Persia to try to get the answer from heaven to you. And you're just down there, I wonder if God's for me. There are angels guarding you. There are angels on assignment over you. There are angels being dispatched on your behalf. Come on. The Holy Spirit dwelling mightily on the inside of you, the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. Jesus in physical bodily form is sitting at the right hand of God, standing in the gap, covering, making intercession. And that great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, the patriarchs of old, are right now, that by the Bible says, are cheering you on. And you thought you were getting up and walking out into this battle and into this fight alone. Come on. Goodness and mercy follow you. The Bible says that you mount up on wings as of an eagle, that there's a fiery hedge of protection around about your life. Like, did you ever see, you know, either somebody coming out of court or, you know, a movie star with their, like, their posse, their crew, if you will, and it's kind of like they're walking, but there's this crowd of people surrounding, walking with. That's you. That's what you're doing today. You're walking, but goodness and mercy are following you. There's a fiery hedge of protection around you. You're mounted up on the wings of an eagle. You are covered with the grace of God. His rod and his staff are leading you forward. You're walking, but there's all this surrounding you, that great cloud of witnesses walking behind you, cheering you on, angels on assignment all around you, an advocate, a heavenly Jesus in heaven making your case before the Father. So I'm just sharing this today because this is your Bible and we got to get this in perspective. We got to know where we stand. We got to know what's fighting for us. We got to know who's with us. We got to know that it's not time to give up and quit and walk away. It's time to dig in. It's time to get back up. It's time to fight another round because we are not alone. So we don't just have an intercessor, we have an advocate. 1 John 2:1 says this, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. What is an advocate? An advocate is someone who speaks on your behalf. It's someone who stands as your representative, in the courtroom of heaven. In this moment, Jesus Christ stands as your representative in the courtroom of heaven. Think about that. When the enemy accuses you, Jesus responds, it's under my blood. When shame whispers in your ear, convincing you to give up, quit, walk away, Jesus declares that sin has been paid for and is covered. Come on, you don't have to fight to prove yourself. You have an advocate who already settled your case. So now, what does all this mean? Why is this important to know? What's happening around us? What's in us? Who's in heaven fighting for us? Well, it brings me to this point, 1 Peter 5:7. God doesn't call us to do anything that he doesn't enable us to do first. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. I know this is a common scripture, you know, embroidered on pillows and plastered on walls, and, you know, it becomes this kind of this cliche little thing. Well, cast all your care. But this isn't God in heaven just looking down saying, well, just cast it. Just don't think about it. Just move on. No, I just let you know why, how he has enabled us to cast our care by becoming an intercessor for us, by becoming and praying that our faith would not fail us, by becoming an advocate, pleading our case before the Father, by sending his angels to guard around us, letting goodness and mercy follow us, his rod and his staff leading us, the fiery hedge of protection around us, mounted up on the wings of an eagle, covered in his grace and mercy. The great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. In light of all of that, and I could go on, right? In light of all of that, he says, now cast all your care upon him. Not just, well, we'll just see what happens. Knowing that he's fighting for you. Cast your care upon him, knowing that you don't stand alone. Cast your care upon him, knowing that you have an advocate, knowing that you have an intercessor, knowing that there's that great cloud of witnesses, knowing that he has your back, knowing that he's fighting for you, even in this moment. So it's not cast your care and just hope that it works out. It's not cast your care and maybe something will turn around. It's not cast your care and just try not to think about it. It's cast your care because he is a man of purpose. He's a man of mission. He has strategy. He has things on assignment for you. He's fighting for you. He's warring for you. He's got you. He hasn't left you out here by yourself, needing to fend on for yourself. No, he says, cast your care because I've got you. Faith is rest. And if you're not at rest, you're not in faith. Why? Because when you trust Jesus as your intercessor, you don't carry stress. You cast it. You realize I don't have to fight every battle. I lay it down because Jesus has already picked it up. You are not designed to carry what Jesus has already conquered. But when we say cast your care, we do it in light of that. In light that Hebrews 4:15 reminds us, we do it in light that do we not have a high priest who is, it says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. Let us, what is it saying? Let us not forget that Jesus knows what it's like to be human. He knows what it is to be tempted. He knows grief. He knows betrayal. So when we're struggling, he's not standing in the seat of judgment saying, well, how could you feel like giving up? How could you feel like quitting? How could you, be struggling with the feelings of grief or betrayal or temptation. He says, listen, I've been there. I've walked it. I know it. I've conquered it. So you have to stop thinking that God is mad at you and know that he's madly in love with you. You're not approaching a throne of punishment. You are approaching the throne of grace. So listen, you're still in the fight today because he's still in your corner. Think about that boxing ring, if you will. Between rounds, you run back to your corner. You know, the boxers do where their trainer is. And that trainer wipes the blood from your face. It speaks encouragement. He kind of whispers some strategic things, gives you some strategies for victory. And that's what Jesus is doing for you right now. He's praying over you. He's speaking over you. He's preparing you to go another round. Listen, we don't win in our strength. We win in his. We get back up because Jesus is speaking life over us. I've read the end of the book. I don't know if you have, but it declares to us, he wins. We win because he wins. So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't back down. I know this like seems like self-help this week. You know, don't quit. Don't, you know. But come on, one of the strategies of the enemy's warfare is to get you worn down, is to get you standing so long believing for something that you just feel like God has forsaken you. And sometimes you just need this preacher to come onto your screen and remind you, don't quit. Don't stop believing for it. Don't stop contending for it. Don't back down. Keep pursuing. Keep overtaking. Keep recovering all. Don't settle in Haran like we talked about this week. Don't be like David or be like David at Ziklag when everything was taken from him. He encouraged himself in the Lord and he got up. He inquired of the Lord and pursued again. That's why the Bible says that the enemy is called the accuser of the brethren. Why? What does he want to do? He wants to remind you of your failures. He wants to remind you of your past. He wants to remind you of your weakness. He wants to make you believe that it's never going to work out. It's never going to turn around. It's never going to happen for you. It's just not going to work. Listen, Jesus is not shocked. He's not shocked by your struggle. He's standing right beside you today. So don't give up. Jesus is praying for you right now while you're fighting in the natural. And what is fighting in the natural? I mean, let's, you know, be realistic here. We're not getting up and, you know, punching the devil in the face and, you know, kicking demons, right? That's not what we're doing. I've told you this week that sometimes fighting another round means getting out of bed today. For some people, they've been in such a rut and in such a cycle of depression and just stuck. And they've felt so rejected and so broken that for them, it's a struggle to get up out of bed. But making that decision that, you know what, I'm getting up out of bed today is warfare. It's getting up and fighting another round. For some people, you are believing for God to open another door at another job. And for some people, getting up, putting a smile on your face and walking into that work building with kindness and patience and all the fruit of the Spirit is warfare for you today. But you're going to get up. You're not going to back up. You're not going to quit. You're going to fight another round. For some, it's going to be praying another prayer and standing in faith, believing for the salvation of that loved one, for the healing in your body, for the turnaround in your finances, when it seems like nothing is happening and nothing is working. And you it just seems like, well, let's just call it time of death. No. Get up. Fight another round. What does that round look like for you? I'm here to remind you today. When you're fighting in the natural, when you're getting up, going that other round, doing what he's called you to do, when you're doing that in the natural, Jesus is interceding for you in the spirit. He's silencing the enemy. He's reminding heaven of your redemption. He's speaking mercy over your life. So when you feel like giving up, remember you have someone in heaven who hasn't given up on you. So cast your care. Get back up, go one more round, because your advocate is in your corner, and victory is yours in Jesus' mighty name. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you today for every person who has maybe had a struggle in their life. Maybe it's physically, maybe it's financially, maybe it's spiritually, maybe it's relationally, Father. And they just have believed that you're not on their side. They are in this alone. And because of that, they have felt weary. They have felt tired. They have felt rejected. They have felt silenced. They have felt like the easiest, the best thing to do is to give up and just quit. Just settle in Haran. Just settle at that halfway point. But I thank you, Father, that today you are reminding us that we do not stand alone. that we are not alone. You are with us. You stand with us. You strengthen us. You pray for us. You make intercession over us. You are with us right now. So today, Father, would you give us the strength and the resilience to say, I'll get up again today. I'll fight another day. I'll fight another round in faith. Would you remind us that we don't stand alone, that you are with us. Angels are assigned around us. And we don't go alone, but we go in your strength. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me this week on Good Morning Live. It has been such an honor to be with you. Don't forget, I hope to see you this Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Hope City Church. And if you're not in the area, then I look forward to seeing you right back here Monday morning at 8 a.m. for another great week of Good Morning Live. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.